When news of the victory at Agincourt reached England in the final months of 1415, it traveled with the force of legend. The battle had been fought on French soil, under miserable conditions, after a punishing march through enemy territory. The English army had been weakened by disease, hunger, and exhaustion. Its king, Henry V, had taken an enormous risk by leading his men across northern France while a much larger French army gathered to block his path. Yet against all expectations, the English had won. The fields near the village of Agincourt were left covered with the dead of the French nobility, while the English king returned home as one of the most celebrated rulers in the history of his dynasty. The victory did not end the Hundred Years' War. It did not immediately place the French crown in English hands, nor did it destroy the ability of France to resist. However, it transformed the political atmosphere of England. After years of domestic instability, disputed legitimacy, financial pressure, and uncertainty about the future of the monarchy, the English suddenly found themselves united around a king whose military reputation seemed almost beyond challenge. Henry V had achieved what many rulers desired but few could obtain. He had turned a dangerous foreign campaign into a source of national confidence. The England that welcomed him home was not a peaceful kingdom untouched by conflict. It was a society that had experienced decades of dynastic tension. The royal house of Lancaster had come to power through the deposition of Richard II in 1399. Henry IV, the father of Henry V, had spent much of his reign defending his authority against rebellions, conspiracies, and doubts about his right to rule. The monarchy survived, but the memory of usurpation remained close to the surface. The young Henry V inherited not only a crown but also a political problem. He needed to prove that his family's rule was lawful, stable, and worthy of loyalty. Victory in France gave him an answer that no legal argument could match. For many English observers, Agincourt appeared to be a sign of divine favor. Medieval kingship was inseparable from religion, and success in battle could be interpreted as evidence that God approved of a ruler's cause. Henry V understood the importance of this language. He did not present himself simply as a victorious warrior. He carefully cultivated the image of a disciplined, devout, and morally serious king. After the battle, he ordered that credit should be given to God rather than to individual soldiers or commanders. The victory was celebrated with religious ceremonies, processions, prayers, and expressions of thanksgiving. The king's triumph became part of a larger narrative in which England's cause in France appeared not merely political but righteous. This religious interpretation was useful because Henry V was making an extraordinary claim. He was not fighting simply to recover a few territories lost by earlier English kings. He intended to revive the full Plantagenet claim to the French crown. Since the early 14th century, English monarchs had argued that they possessed a legitimate right to rule France through the inheritance of Edward III, whose mother had been the daughter of the French king Philip IV. French rulers rejected this argument, relying on legal traditions that excluded inheritance through the female line. The dispute had fueled generations of warfare. By the early 15th century, many English kings had treated the French claim as a bargaining tool or a source of prestige. Henry V treated it as a practical objective. His confidence rested on more than personal ambition. France was divided. The French king, Charles VI, suffered from recurring episodes of mental illness, leaving the kingdom vulnerable to factional conflict. Two powerful political groups struggled for control: the Armagnacs and the Burgundians. The conflict between them had become violent and deeply destabilizing.